you reached the right place. A destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Giving you some 1965 soul from the Funk Brothers. That was a nice, soulful, instrumental gem called Twisted Soul, baby. And this is Professor T. Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, just bringing you some great soul music, baby. And coming up next, Mr. Wally Richardson playing his soulful rendition of the Mama and the Papa song called Monday, Monday, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
giving you some jazz soul from Mr. Wally Richardson, doing his version of Monday Monday. And Wally Richardson was a session musician who recorded on many recordings, and some of the recordings that he has recorded on is that I'm seeing here, he recorded in the midnight hour for Wilson Pickett in 1965, Peas and Rice, Freddie McCoy, 1967, Soul Power for Richard Groove Holmes in 1967. He also has recorded with Laverne Baker, Willie Dixon, Buddy Tate, Etta Jones. He also recorded with Ray Bryant, who is also the uncle of the gentleman that used to play for Jay Leno on his show when he was on The Tonight Show. And definitely he also has played for Tony Bennett, and he's also played for Don Covey on Mercy in 1965. His session work is extensive, and this was off. This song, Monday Monday, was off of his major album, his only major album, called Soul Guru, which came out in 1968. And coming up next, we're going to give you some more instrumental soul from the Three Sounds, talking about Repeat After Me. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
Yes, giving you some soul jazz in celebration of Black History Month. You are listening to Black History from the Three Sounds, who were an American jazz piano trio that formed in 1956 and disbanded in 1973. The band was formed in Benton Harbor, Michigan as the Four Sounds. The original lineup consisted of Gene Harris on piano, Andrew Simpkins on double bass, Bill Dowdy on drums, and saxophonist Lonnie the Sound Walker, who dropped out the following year. The group moved to Washington and then New York, where as the Three Sounds, they cut a record for Riverside Records before signing an exclusive contract with Blue Note. Between 1958 and 1962, the group released 9 albums for Blue Note. They toured nationally during this period and building a large following in jazz clubs across the country. The trio played and recorded with the likes of saxophonists Lester Young, Lou Donaldson, Stanley Turrentine, and Sonny Stitt, cornet player Nat Adderley, singer Anita O'Day, and guitarist Bucky Pizzarelli. The genres of music, of which you just heard, was soul jazz, but they're also known for playing hard bop and post bop. And the three members, the three sounds remaining, were Gene Harris, Andrew Simpkins, and Bill Dowdy. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and you're listening to me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, and you can catch me at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul on radiofreemissouri.org at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday in the Show Me State of Missouri. And you can also catch A Bowl of Soul on Own Your Power Radio, which is now on SoundCloud.com. And you can catch me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, you can catch me, A Bowl of Soul, on Tuesdays at 11 p.m. on the infamous DJ Heavy Radio network called Legend107Radio.com. Also, you can hear Nonstop Soul from A Bowl of Soul on Live365.com, giving you 365 days of soul, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm also on aircheck.us, where you can hear some veteran rock and roll DJs, hip hop, reggae, and of course, A Bowl of Soul. And we're going to take it back to Detroit once again with the legendary member of HDH, Holland Dozier Holland, Eddie Holland, when he used to sing, had this great record called Just Ain't Enough Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
With this reply, she said,
just ain't enough love.
She said,
just ain't enough love.
She said,
ooh,
ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough.
the legendary member of Holland Dozier Holland, who was infamous for writing hit records for Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Isley Brothers, Edward Holland Jr., who was born in Detroit, Michigan on October 30th, 1939. And he had a minor hit singles like Jamie, but he started working behind the scenes due to stage fright. If you listen to him, he sounds a little bit like Jackie Wilson, and especially if you listen to Jamie, he sounds like Jackie Wilson. But Edward Holland, and along with his brother Brian Holland, were instrumental in developing what you call the Motown sound. And, you know, he has written or co-written 80 hits in the United Kingdom and 143 on the U.S. charts. He and his brother, along with Lamont Dozier, had their own record label called Invictus, in which you had 100 Age Proof of Soul. You had Freda Payne on that label and Laura Lee as well on that label, and they were quite successful. They also, I believe, had Honeycomb on that label as well. And, you know, they did very well. They did very well for themselves. And, you know, they are a part of black music history. And this is Ebola Soul. And coming up next, a gentleman who was a lead singer in this group called The Showmen, where they had this hit called Rock and Roll Will Stand. This is from Mr. General Johnson, who also had a hit with this song called Give Me Just a Little More Time, which was also on the Invictus label. Coming up next here on Ebola Soul, General Johnson doing his soul single called Only Love Can Mend a Broken Heart. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Your phone. If you think crying gon' answer your problems, hate to disappoint you, but tears won't solve. A broken heart, you're a victim of, and what you really need is a strong dose of love.
you some Carolina Beach Soul, that Southern Soul from Mr. General Johnson from 1976 on the Arista record label, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, giving you some Miami Soul from Mr. George McCrae, talking about Honey, I'll Live My Life for You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Giving you some of that Miami soul from the legendary George McCrae, of which you know his success with Rock Your Baby, you know, and I Get Lifted. And, you know, that is a song that was written by Casey and the Sunshine Band. You know, Harry Wayne Casey worked to create that song, Honey, I'll Live My Life for You. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Moment of Truth. They had one album on South Soul Records in 1977, and they were formed in New York City in the mid-70s. They were produced by Reed Whitelaw and Norman Bergen, and they recorded the one album for South Soul Records. The members of Moment of Truth were Billy Jones, George Meyer, Ivory Caprice Bell, Michael Garrison, and Norris Harris. They also had this other hot song called You Got Me Humming, Oh Yeah. And you know, they had other songs, but they were also on the Roulette Records label. Also, they had this song called Your Love in 1974. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're bringing you some new music from Mr. Will Downing with his world premiere of Never Say No to You. This is a new song coming from Will Downing. He has been a four-time Soul Tracks Reader's Choice Award winner, and each of his last four albums have hit number one on the Soul Tracks Amazon charts. So, you know, without further mention, Mr. Will Downing singing his new song, Never Say No. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
What's going on? It's me, your man, Will Downing, a.k.a. the Prince of Sophisticated Soul. Yeah, I said it. Here's my latest single, I Can Never Say No to You.
I could never say no to you.
Never.
I could never know, never know, never know.
I could never say no to you.
Do you mind if we talk for a minute, baby?
for alarm, everything between us is just fine. I wanna say that your wants and your needs, they are my high priorities. Anything I can do to make you smile for a while, oh baby. There are so many things I'd like to do for you, sweet babe. Pick you up after work, take you anywhere you wanna go. To a play, to a club, to the park, or just a late night stroll after dark. Anything that you wanna do, just say it, baby. 'Cause I can never say no. I can never say no to you. No. I can never say no. Say no to you, no, no. Don't worry about me, 'cause I'm cool. What can I do for you? Anything I can do, I'm gonna try to do. But now let's be realistic. Some things I can afford to buy, but I know a million ways to please you if you let me try. 'Cause I love you, yes I love you. It's the joy you bring to my everything. It's kind of hard to define the things you mean to me. Yeah. Say anything you want at all, I'm here to satisfy you. You just say and I'll do, I'll do. I could never say no.
Say no to you. New 2015 soul from Mr. Will Downing. And if you want to purchase this song, please go to Amazon.com and look for Will Downing. Never Say No to You. Will Downing will be performing at B.B. King's Blues Club and Grill on Saturday, April 11th. He will be at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey on April 12th. And he will be at Scottish Rite Cathedral in West Reading, Pennsylvania on April 17th. So make sure you get out there and purchase that smooth, silky soul sound of Mr. Will Downing saying never say no. Coming up, some new soul music for 2015 from Miss Rhonda Thomas saying show me how to love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Butterflies we've had all along. knew right there that it was right. But what we didn't know, our love couldn't grow. Hey, without a shell of work, loving shouldn't hurt. Now I know your worth. Oh, I can't read your mind. I'm guessing.
Thomas, show me how to love. Very soulful. And what's interesting about Rhonda Thomas, she was a featured soloist and background vocalist for Isaac Hayes for 11 years before his untimely passing. Rhonda served in that capacity while remaining extremely focused on elevating her solo musical career. Isaac Hayes wholeheartedly supported Rhonda's desire to spread her wings musically. He commented, "Her voice has a wide range. She has the quality vocal timbre and vibrato of Denise Williams when she goes high." You know, this is interesting, you know, and this is about connecting the dots, because I would have never known that Miss Rhonda Thomas sang back up for the legendary Isaac Hayes, but Rhonda Thomas, support Miss Rhonda Thomas. She's a soul jazz vocalist, and she is announcing the release of her fifth solo album, Vinyl Days, on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. The Vinyl Days is a project born from a conversation Rhonda had with producers Darren Benjamin, UK Bugs in the Attic, of UK's Bugs in the Attic, Kari Cabral Simmons, leader of Soul Bossa group Jiva, and bassist for India Ari and Julius Speed of Ananda Project. She mentioned to these gentlemen that she wanted a project that felt like Quincy Jones and George Duke made it for Patrice Rushen, Michael Jackson, and Phyllis Hyman. Wow, what a collection. And she has called on her musical friends, such as award-winning songwriter Kipper Jones, vocalist Avery Sunshine from The Sun Room, Donnie Johnson, The Colored Section, and Freddie Boy Sawyers, who sang beside Rhonda for 10 years as a background singer for her soul icon, Isaac Hayes. So make sure you support Miss Rhonda Thomas. Definitely check out her website, rhondasings.com, RHONDASINGS.com. Giving you some new soul music for 2015. This is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, got something for you people out there that are addicted to the cell phone, called Cell Phone Blues by Cupid, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Cell phone blues. Somebody dealing with that right now, so we're gonna do this for everybody out there who had that cell phone incident. Let's work.
I'm tired of you calling me guilty for something that I didn't do. Oh, 'cause in the courtroom of this relationship, I should be innocent until you find some proof. Till you find some proof. Ain't got no respect for my privacy, no. Like you're working for the FBI. On a mission trying to find something that ain't even there. So look, I wanna tell you what I feel inside. Listen, if you keep on, if you keep on
going through my cell phone,
looking for something,
it feels like trying to find a reason to go.
Like you're trying to find a reason.
I refuse to live lies.
I refuse.
I love investigations.
Live this way.
I don't wanna be here.
If you don't wanna be
here.
You deserve the same, but I'm not gonna do that, no. If we ain't got trust, we ain't got nothing. We're just sitting here wasting time. I don't wanna waste my time, no, no. It's like you already booked me and threw away the key.
Going through my cell phone.
Going through my cell phone.
giving you some Southern Soul from Cupid, talking about cell phone blues. Definitely support Cupid by going to his website, newcupidonline.com. And you know, this gentleman is also instrumental for creating the up-tempo party song Cupid Shuffle, which was very popular. And it also, this song was featured as well. It has from appearances. He appeared on a nationally syndicated TV and radio talk show such as Dr. Oz, Steve Harvey, and Tom Joyner. And he also broke the Guinness Book of World Records in 2008 for the largest line dance, assembled with over 17,000 people. And, you know, I don't think he thought that Cupid Shuffle song was going to take off like it did, but it did. You know, but definitely support this brother. You know, he is from Louisiana. So definitely support my boy, Cupid, Bryson Cupid Bernard. And go to his website, newcupidonline.com, and support. Because I know a lot of us have gone through the cell phone blues. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, some Southern Soul from Lonnie G, talking about leaving this town. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Bring my paycheck home. I don't mind if she goes shopping, but sometimes she stay gone too long. And at the end of my work week, sometimes I want a little thrill. If this woman don't want to give it to me, I'm gonna find one that will. Just my lead to know. I'm gonna find me a woman who knows how to treat me.
Yeah, giving you some Southern Soul back to back. Lonnie G leaving this town on G&G Records, and giving a shout out to Mr. Dwayne Lomax for sending this song, you know, from Lonnie G. And I love the feel on it. It's got a country soul feel on it. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I definitely hope that you enjoyed the show. Make sure you hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And definitely check me out, like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music on Facebook, and like the page. And definitely, you know, definitely support A Bowl of Soul by going to http://tinyurl.com, A Bowl of Soul. You can buy hats, hoodies, t-shirts that says A Bowl of Soul, and definitely, you know, you definitely can check that out. And I enjoy bringing you soul music, connecting the dots with you. Definitely want you to tune in next week. And you know, this is Black History Month, and we got, I believe we got another week for Black History Month, and celebrating not only artists but historians and engineers, inventors, you name it. We are celebrating Black History Month. And again, this is Professor T. Love once again bringing you some soul music, jazz, blues, you name it, hip-hop, and of course, R&B. Tune in next week, and you are listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.